We have 11 amazing restaurants featuring a wide variety for every price range and appetite. South Point's Garden Buffet has something for everyone at unbeatable prices. Or, if hunger strikes in the middle of the night, join us at Coronado Cafe. The American menu offers breakfast, lunch, or dinner 24 hours a day, plus a Chinese kitchen for authentic Chinese dishes from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. From steak and eggs to wonton soup, it's fast and friendly service 24/7. When you need a quick pick-me-up, you can find it at our state-of-the-art Starbucks just inside the main South Point entrance. Order ahead with the Starbucks app for easy mobile order pickups. Or enjoy your favorites in the relaxing dining area anytime, day or night. If you love Mexican food, Baja Miguel's has all of your south of the border favorites. There are dozens of classics to choose from, like fajitas, ceviche, chimichangas, tacos, and more. And for spirit lovers, Baja's colorful non-smoking tequila bar is right outside.
I'm former Major League pitcher Andy Pettit. I teamed up with Tunnel to Towers after seeing their life-changing work with military and first responder families. Now we're expanding our mission to help veterans struggling with homelessness. We want to help them rebuild their lives not only by giving them a home, but by providing the services they need. Please join me in donating at T2T.org.
My name is Wally Joyner. I was a first baseman for the Angels, Padres, Royals, and Braves. I give the Tunnel to Towers because of what they provide for the veterans, the military, the first responders, the police, the firemen who go out and put their lives in danger for our freedoms. I think it's an incredible charity, an incredible foundation. Their goals of helping the families that protect us. I'm asking you to support the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. The foundation is committed to delivering mortgage-free homes to catastrophically injured service members, Gold Star, and fallen first responder families with young children. Never forget.
The Southern California Thoroughbred Racing Circuit is back at Los Alamitos Racecourse with two great weeks of racing starting on September 13th through September 22nd. The opening weekend program will feature the E.B. Johnston Stakes. Plus, the summer meet will include the running of the Dark Mirage for Fillies and Mares on Saturday, September 21st. And our on-track handicapping contest is set for Saturday, September 21st. You could win a seat to the National Handicapping Championship in Las Vegas. Daytime racing is back at Los Alamitos, September 13th through the 22nd.
The following is a Race Day Las Vegas presentation in association with Sirocco Productions Limited on the Race Day Las Vegas Radio Network.
Live from the gaming capital of the world, time for Race Day Las Vegas, covering the sport of kings with a Las Vegas perspective. Now to the race desk with your host, Ralph Sirocco.
From the backstretch to the turf club, at the race books and on the internet, to all horse players around the world, a good morning.
Alrighty, good morning everybody, and it's time for one more session of Yeah. Yes, it is the final day of the Del Mar season down in Del Mar on the shore, on the beach of the Pacific. And we are going to close up Del Mar in the finale with a big racing card today. We welcome you to the Race Day Las Vegas radio program. We come to you from the gaming capital of the world, Las Vegas, Nevada, right here at our studio station, the South Point Studios at the South Point Hotel Casino Complex on Las Vegas Boulevard here in Las Vegas. And of course, you can get us on YouTube at the South Point Studios. Just go there, punch in South Point Studios. You get to us, you get to our page, you get to see and hear us, and chat away if you want to on the chat. And to do that, just make sure you subscribe. It is free of charge. When you get to the page, just hit subscribe, and then you can chat away. The chatters are doing a great job as far as looking at some horses today at Del Mar on the closing day already, so you can join them as well. And, of course, if you're running around town here in Las Vegas, like the people behind me in the sports book right now that are already lining up to bet the NFL week number one, and you're on your way, well, you're probably listening to us on our anchor radio station here in town, Sports Talk 1400 AM and 107.1 FM. And, of course, we have our websites, racedaylasvegas.com.vegas.world.global. Your iPhone and your Androids covered as well. You got the apps there. The KSHP app will get you listening to our show, and certainly the YouTube app will get you listening and watching the show as well. And that is for your iPhone or Android or anywhere you get your podcasting. Simply put, however, wherever, whenever. Welcome to the Race Day Show on this Sunday morning, the first week of the NFL season 2024/25. Man, Super Bowl will be in 2025. Man, wow. Anyhow, It's been a great weekend of racing so far, and it's going to be a great day for closing day at Del Mar today. Everything goes out the door, even though I thought after a couple of big-priced winners in the sequence of the pick six, I thought we were going to get a carryover for the mandatory payoff today, but it was hit. Big-time hit. So, no matter what happens today at Del Mar, all the pools are mandatory payoffs. They're leaving nothing behind. Nothing. Even take the plants on the way out if you want to. So it's a mandatory payoff on everything today at Del Mar. And, of course, the Del Mar Futurity is the final day big feature there. And the Del Mar Futurity, of course, is for two-year-olds. And all I can tell you about the Del Mar Futurity is Bob Baffert's got that thing surrounded as he has. He's looking for his 18th Del Mar Futurity. And he's got three horses in the race today in that short field. But he's got some good competition in that race. We'll wait and see about that. Anyhow, we have, of course, with the closing of Del Mar, we have the changeover. And the changeover next week coming includes back at Aqueduct, Belmont at Aqueduct. They'll finally get underway on Friday. They'll open there on Friday. With the closing of Del Mar today, Los Alamitos comes up next. The Los Alamitos Summer Thoroughbred Meet will begin in on Friday as well. And then on Thursday, Churchill Downs will open up. Churchill Downs will have their fall meeting opening on Thursday. And, of course, Kentucky Downs races today and one more day on the 11th, which is Wednesday, and then they'll wrap up that brief and very lucrative racing season there. So we've got some transitions going on. As far as the weather is concerned here in Las Vegas, 81 degrees outside. But, you know, it's really misty out there and smoky because of that big fire that's going on in San Bernardino, California. They've got a fire that's raging down there, and it's 0% contained right now. And that smoke is coming over the mountain range between California and Nevada. So it's making our air quality here a little bit tricky. It is a little bit, looks like mist, but it's actually smoke out there. But it's 81 degrees right now. And we're going to get up to 105 today here in Las Vegas. Now, it's the usual weather right around 100 and 105 right now here in Vegas. But still, remember, you still have to stay hydrated. As far as the temperatures around the country are concerned, well, let's start out with Miami, 89 degrees. New York has 74. Chicago, 75. Phoenix, Arizona is still the hot spot in the nation, 108 today in Phoenix, Arizona. And it's going to be 104 down there in Los Angeles, which is a little bit hot for L.A. So it's going to be 104 there. And at Del Mar, it's in Southern California, closer to San Diego, of course, and it's close to the beach, but it's still going to be warm down there at Del Mar. If you noticed yesterday in post-parade and loading into the gate, there were a lot of horses that were a little wet because of the heat down there at Del Mar. You can keep that in mind if you want to, as far as that's concerned. But let's take a look at what happened yesterday around the country, because I could tell you there were some great racing around the country. We start out with Kentucky Downs. Why? Because there were six races with $2 million purses apiece. And so we'll begin with the first of the $2 million races, the Ladies Marathon, that went as the sixth race at Kentucky Downs. Niecy Marie wins Joelle Rosario's second win of the day there for trainer Robert Reed Jr., paying $10.02, outrunning Vergara and Chop Chop, and Three Priests. Three Priests finished third. All right, in the next $2 million race, that was the seventh on the card, the Music City. That's 6.5 furlongs on the turf for three-year-old fillies. The winner there was Simply in Front, and she was Simply in Front. Simply in Front. Luis Saez aboard for Eddie Canelli, pays $14.62. Remember, they pay down to the penny there on their payoffs. Pipsy was second, and Vive Venue was third. Finish third. In the next $2 million race, the eighth race on the card, the Mint Millions at a mile on the turf. Of course, they're all on the turf there. Goliad goes gate to wire in that one-mile race under Flavian Pratt for trainer Richard Mandela. Here's the deal. Goliad ran at Kentucky Downs on the 15th of September and won a race going gate to wire at a mile then. So he comes back 8 days later in this race and wins this one as well under Flavian Pratt, $21.14, winning two big races down there at Kentucky Downs within a span of 8 days. Goliad wins, and he won it in fast time. They hit the half mile in the mile race. Of course, this is somewhat downhill too, remember, in 44.92 100 seconds. Ran the mile in 133.38. Goliad, a solid winner there in the Mint Mile. Mint Millions, I should say. Cash Equity was second. Talk of the Nation was third. $21.14 for a repeat winner there at Kentucky Downs. We move on. The $2 million Franklin Simpson at 6.5 furlongs for three-year-olds, won by Howard Wolowitz. Howard Wolowitz with Irad Ortiz Jr. aboard for Jose Delgado wins. That was a pick by Rich Ang on the show, paid $8.12. And, of course, we all know that Jonathan Hardoon's son purchased this horse for these people there. So Howard Wolowitz wins. A great victory there, too. Yellow Card was second, and Mansa Musa was third. By the way, the track announcer gave a really neat call in the race. At the wire, he was saying, Howard Wolowitz in a Big Bang win. Of course, that is the horse is named after a character in the TV show Big Bang. So that was kind of nice for that win, for that there. The $2 million Turf Cup at a mile and a half was next. That winner there was Grand Sonata for Tyler Gaffleone and Todd Pletcher, $32.78 for a Pletcher-Gaffleone pairing, $32.78. Highway Robbery was second, Tawny Port was third. That horse ran a new course record time for the mile and a half in 2 minutes, 24, and 93, 100 seconds. This was a Breeders' Cup win in a Rin, so Grand Sonata now going on to the Breeders' Cup. That all-stakes pick five, those five races, the all-stakes pick five, paid $56,817.09. The final big stakes race of the day was the 11th, the $2 million turf sprint. This was also a Breeders' Cup winning you're in. No doubt about who's the best on the turf right now sprinting, and that is Cogburn, who went right to the lead and just kept on going. Cogburn, in a nice big win, has put three races in a row together. That started out at Churchill Downs, then he won a stakes at Saratoga, came here at Kentucky Downs, three in a row for trainer Steve Asmussen, 420 for the victory there. Irad Ortiz Jr.'s second win of the day. Kadam was second, and Axthelm was third. No doubt about the winner, Cogburn, in the sprint. And by the way, Junior Alvarado and Belmont, they got together to win the last race there and paid $9.64. Big day of racing yesterday at Kentucky Downs. Colonial Downs had some nice stakes races, too. And, boy, all I got to say about Colonial Downs is this. When the track announcer for the Virginia Derby did the end of the race, he noted jockey Manny Franco by saying Manny Franco has turned Colonial Downs into his personal ATM. That's what the announcer said. Why? And I'll explain in a minute. But here we go. The fifth race, the Colonial Cup, won by Truly Quality. Manny Franco aboard. That was Manny Franco's second win of the day. $4.60 for Jonathan Thomas. Then the Rosie's Stakes, Governor Sam wins for Paco Lopez and George Weaver at $3.80. Following that, the Kitten's Joy, Siesta Key wins it for Manny Franco, Brad Cox trainee, $4.20, so to give Franco his third win of the day. And then in the De Haas Stakes at 5.5 furlongs, I'm going to try to pronounce this now, Izzy Valzavonka won the eighth race. Easy for me to pronounce? No, but Izzy Valzavonka is the way the announcer pronounced it anyhow. He won the De Haas, and if this horse goes in the Breeders' Cup, I can't wait to hear that call. Manny Franco wins again, this for Graham Motion at $6 even. Are you counting? The ninth race, the Virginia Oaks, Style Points wins for Christophe Clement, and you guessed it, Manny Franco aboard, $4 even as the favorite, but he wound up in a dead heat for the win with Deep Satin, with Michael Sanchez aboard for Sherry DeVoe. So there was a dead heat in the Virginia Oaks, Stylish Point, Deep Satin, Stylish Point 4 even, Deep Satin paid $3.60, finishing third was Pendulum. Now we get to the Virginia Derby, 1 1/8 on the turf for three-year-olds. The winner there was Deterministic, who got up, and you guessed it, Manny Franco, the ATM is out for Colonial Downs for Manny. Deterministic gives Manny Franco his sixth win of the day at Colonial Downs. Christophe Clement's third win of the day at Colonial Downs, paying $4 even as the favorite, outrunning Grand Mo the first and Desvio. And if you think Manny Franco was done, not so. Two more races followed, didn't have a mount in the next race, had a mount in the last race, and yes, he did. He won the 12th race aboard Mrs. Astor at $3 even for Jonathan Thomas, giving Manny Franco seven wins at Colonial Downs yesterday. And of those wins, well, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 were all stakes races, including the Virginia Derby. What a day for Manny Franco at Colonial Downs. Whew. And at Del Mar yesterday, on the next to last day there, Craig Lewis started out the festivities with a winner in the first race with Kazuchi Kimura at 4-40. And then one of the Shippin' Winds, won several races yesterday. They've got one more day to do it, and of course, today. But Trust Daddy, a Shippin' Wind, Tiago Piero won the second race, paying $12.60. Phil D'Amato had a big day yesterday at Del Mar. His first winner came in the third race in Iron Man with Antonio Freisu at $6.80. And then the Del Mar Debbie Hunt for two-year-old fillies at 7 furlongs. Bob Baffert had two in the race. The big, huge 4-5 favorite was Nooney. And Nooney went out for the lead under Juan Hernandez and was battling for that lead with Vodka with a Twist. And when they turned for home, Nooney just gave it up. But in the meantime, Bob Baffert's other filly, Tenma, was coming at Vodka with a Twist. And when they hit the wire, Tenma nailed Vodka with a Twist and won for Bob Baffert anyhow. Bob Baffert's 11th Del Mar debutant win with the, quote, other Baffert winner, other Baffert horse. Tenma, $8 even for the win. Vodka with a Twist second. And so there she was, finished third. Anuni ran, just stopped, just ran right off the board. All right, the Del Mar Juvenile Fillies on turf, won by Thought Process, Hector Barrios aboard. Phil D'Amato's second win of the day, paying $2.80 as the prohibitive favorite in that one. Super Speed was second. Sea Runner was third in that stakes race. Umberto Rispoli won a nice race for Todd Fincher at 5.20 in a two-year-old maiden race in the sixth. Your seventh race saw Ron Ellis win with Victor Espinosa. Victor Espinosa's first win of the meet yesterday aboard Ron Ellis's Eye on Rye, which was a Ship and Win winner as well. This horse paid $57 even to win in the one-mile turf race. And then in the eighth race, Wish They All Could Be which was John Lindo's pick on the show for us, gets the victory. Antonio Frasu aboard. Ron Ellis, the trainer, as well. So Ellis wins back-to-back. 580 for the winner there. Wish you all could be a winner from John Lindo on the show. And then in the ninth race, the John Maybe, the winner there was Hang the Moon, who was a big upset winner, was last when they turned for home, stayed down on the rail, and Kazuchi Kimura gave him a great ride, got up to nail the second place finisher, Lucky Girl, I should say, got up and passed Anisette. Lucky Girl got up to nail Anisette for second. So Hang the Moon, Kazuchi Kimura's third win of the day and his second stakes race of the day. He was also on Tenma for Bob Baffert. And it was Phil D'Amato's third win of the day. Phil D'Amato finished first and second in the race with two upsetters. When Lucky Girl finished second, Anisette was third. Didia ran off the board in that race. The winner paid $43 even. That's when I was thinking, there's got to be a carryover in the pick six, right? Stand by. 10th race winner, Red Flag. Umberto Rispoli's second win of the day for Jeff Mullins paid $7 even. And the final race winner, Sweet Delta Dawn, another ship and win winner, three ship and win winners yesterday at Del Mar. Armando Ayuso aboard for Richard Baltus, paying $21.20. And somebody put it all together. The pick six, even with those long shots, paid $110,572.90. But there is, after all, a mandatory payoff today. Gulfstream Park, Desert Vixen, won by Our Morning Brew. Edgar Zayas aboard for Safi Joseph Jr., 680 there. And the Dr. Fager won by Rated by Merit with Jesus Rios for Michael Yates, paying $2.80 there. Safi Joseph Jr. had three wins yesterday at Gulfstream Park. Monmouth Park, the Smoke Glacken, won by J.J. Zozo, Rogerian Rendon, and Jose Sanchez. That was a 360 easy winner there. And at Woodbine, the winner of the Niagara Stakes was Lac Macaza for Pietro Moran, who was winning his third race of the day for Julia Carey, paid $11.90. What a day of racing it was yesterday. But we have more for you today. So we're going to go to our first break, and when we come back, well, we got your racing menu for you, and then the handicappers, Jonathan Nardoon, Rich Eng, John Lindo, and Jerry Jay. And don't forget, it's the first NFL, real first NFL weekend of 2024 this year. We're gonna ask Richie about a pick for the NFL.
Bob Casey is lying to seniors.
We're lowering prescription drug costs.
Not only are drug prices soaring under Casey, he voted for higher taxes on Social Security benefits. Lying politician, making things worse. That's the real Bob Casey.
Feeling Claritin Clear is like
is she
letting her imagination run wild even though she has allergies? Yeah.
Bowling Center might be right up your alley. Voted best of Las Vegas, it's a great place for friends and family fun. 64 lanes, a pro shop, snack bar, and arcade. And while the kids are bowling, you can play slots and sip on a drink in the Alley Cat Lounge while overlooking the lanes. For our more serious and professional bowlers, the South Point is also home to a separate tournament bowling plaza.
Race Day Las Vegas. We're going to get right to the menu of racetracks available today because, after all, we got a lot to cover with our handicappers. But looking across the country, it looks pretty clear as far as any precipitation is concerned, except when you get down there in the Gulf area and the panhandle of Florida. There's a little bit of action going on there. We'll wait and see if that will affect racing both at Gulfstream and the game between the Jaguars and Miami in Miami as well. So we'll wait and see about that. But here's the racing menu for today, reminding you, as we always do, that the first post times are that of the Pacific time zone. So if you're listening to us here in the Pacific time zone, you're at Las Vegas, where you're coming on out to the race and sports book today to enjoy it here at South Point. These will be the first post times that roll out in the race books today. If you're listening on the many different platforms that we have, as we noted at the top of the show, welcoming you all to the Race Day Show, and you're in another time zone, adjust to the Pacific time zone from wherever you're at, so you don't miss anything like I miss Mom and Dad, okay? Here is, then, the menu for today. We begin with Laurel Park. Laurel Park has 9 races, and their first post time at Laurel Park today is at 9:25 at Laurel. Monmouth Park is next. Monmouth Park has 10 races. Their feature race is the $100,000 Precious Passion Stakes. At 1.5 miles on the turf for 3-year-olds and up in a field of 8 before scratches, your 2-to-1 favorite there is Highland Chief. First post time at Monmouth Park is at 9:50. 9:50 at Monmouth, and let's see. No carryovers to speak of there. All right, Gulfstream Park is next. They have 10 races at Gulfstream. Gulfstream Park's Rainbow Pick 6 Jackpot carryover stands today at $153,096. $153.96 in the Pick 6 Jackpot at Gulfstream Park. And their first post time for 10 races is set at 9:55. 9:55 at Gulfstream today. Woodbine, north of the border. Woodbine in Canada has 10 races. Their feature race is a good one, the $250,000 Wonder Wear Stakes at 1.25 miles on the turf for 3-year-old fillies. A field of 7. Big favorite there is Stormcast at 3-5 with Pat Husband's aboard. A couple of nice carryovers at Woodbine. Woodbine has a super high 5 jackpot carryover of $38,533. $38,533 in the Woodbine Super High 5 Jackpot carryover. First post time is at 10:05 at Woodbine. Kentucky Downs, 11 races today. They have 4 stakes races today for a total purse value of $4.5 million. Just keeps on going there. Kentucky Downs feature races, the $1 million Juvenile Mile for 2-year-olds at 1 mile. Sees a field of 15 before any scratches. And the favorite in there, it's wide open affair too, 3-1 on Forged Steel with Tyler Gaffleon. Eighth race, the $1 million Untappable Stakes at 6.5 furlongs on the turf for 2-year-old fillies. Of course, they're all on the turf. 15 entered in that race before any scratches. And again, a wide open event. As a matter of fact, a little bit more wide open as far as the morning line is concerned. The favorite is 9-2, that She's All Charm, breaking from the rail for Louis Saez. The $1 million Juvenile Fillies for 2-year-old fillies at 1 mile is the 9th. 16 are entered there. And the favorite in the morning line at 4-1 is She's Got Will with Dylan Davis aboard. You can see they're wide open races, the big stakes races today. Finally, the $1.5 million Gunrunner Stakes at 1 mile on the turf for 3-year-olds is the 10th race. 13 are entered there. There is a big favorite, though, at 9-5 in that race. That is Brilliant Birdie with Brian Hernandez. You got 11 races today and a first post time of 10:25 at Kentucky Downs. Kentucky Downs, 10:25 today. All right, Hawthorne Racecourse is next. Hawthorne Racecourse has 9 races. Their first post time is 12:10. Del Mar's closing day today at the beach. 11 races, 2 stakes races, mandatory payouts on everything. The 2 stakes races are... The Del Mar Juvenile Turf at 1 mile on the turf for 2-year-olds. That's the 9th race on the card. 16 are entered before any scratches. The favorite in the race, morning lined at 4-1, is Mischief River for Mr. Ortega riding. That's a wide open event. And then the $300,000 Grade 1 Del Mar Futurity at 7 furlongs for 2-year-olds. 7 are entered in the race. Bob Baffert has 3 of them. And one of them is the favorite, the 6-5 favorite, Getaway Car with Juan Hernandez aboard, breaking from the rail. That's the Del Mar Futurity, where Baffert is going for his 18th Del Mar Futurity win. 11 races today at Del Mar for the finale. First post time is at 1:30. And oh, by the way, just in case you're interested, it is a mandatory payoff today, which means... That bet they've been going on with, the 3 trifectas in a row that seems nobody's hit. Well, that's got a carryover of $5,807, but it's got to be given away today. So the best tickets in that conglomerate, the best tickets in the 3x3 will chop up the pool, whatever it is. It's got to go today. All right, we continue now. Emerald Downs has 8 races. Their first post time is at the 1:30 at Emerald Downs. Following that, we've got Prairie Meadows. Prairie Meadows has a first post time of 2 o'clock this afternoon. 12 races, 6 quarter horse trials will be the first 6 races on the card. The last 6 will be thoroughbreds. And Prairie Meadows has a pick 5 jackpot carryover of $5,875, and their first post time is set at 2 o'clock this afternoon. Northern California Racing Fairs at Ferndale comes to an end there. Ferndale's closing day in Northern California is today. Mandatory payoffs then. The Ferndale Super High Five Jackpot carryover, $56,285. And again, remember, it's a mandatory today, mandatory at Ferndale today. So that's got to go. And they have a Pick Six Jackpot carryover of $953. That's got to go. First post time is at 2:15 at Ferndale. Eight races. The feature is the $50,000 Humboldt County Marathon. At 1 mile and 5/8 is the last race on the card. That stakes race sees eight going to the post, and Musino is the 2-1 favorite there. First post time for the NoCal Fair at Ferndale for its closing day is at 2:15. And then we wrap it up with Los Alamitos in Southern California. Los Al has eight races today. First post time is 6:30. One thoroughbred, three mixed breed, four quarter horse races today at Los Al. And again, a first post time is at 6:30. And because it's Sunday, they have seeded the Pick Six pot. The Pick Six pool is already sitting there with 10 grand in it. And that is a regular Pick Six there at Los Al. 6:30 first post. All right, that's the menu for today. Let's get out to Jonathan Ardoon standing by. Jonathan, good morning.
Good morning, Ralph. How are you?
I'm doing fine. You're cutting in and out there, so let's see if we can keep the signal going. But in any case, yeah, I'm doing fine. Big day of racing yesterday. What about Manny Franco? My goodness, seven wins.
How about he had nine mounts, seven wins and a third. He missed the board once. I can't recall anyone having that good a day. And it's interesting because he passed up going to Kentucky Downs for those big purses. And he just combined it all into one day there. And congratulations to him. What a terrific job.
Well, and, four of the stakes races four of the races that he won out of the seven were the stakes races. And they were the two big ones. He dead-heated in the Virginia Oaks. And he won outright in the Virginia Derby. And, Jonathan, I got to tell you, we continue to say we've got the best listeners in the game. They are smart listeners as well. They know the game, and we had a listener text you when we were talking about the Virginia Derby moving as a Kentucky Derby points getting prep race next year. And what'd he tell you?
Yeah, his name is Jeff, and he's a regular listener. Really a smart guy, and whenever I make a mistake or something that's wrong, certainly lets me know about it. Well, yesterday, as he hung up with you, he texted me informing me that as of year, the Virginia Derby will no longer be run on the turf. We were talking about why Churchill Downs would give, a turf race points for the Derby. He says, well, starting next year, it'll be run on the dirt at 1 1/8 at Colonial Downs. So yesterday was the last time the Virginia Derby will be run on the turf starting next year. It will be run on the dirt. So thank you, Jeff, for listening, and thank you for informing me.
In addition to that, what's going to happen is Colonial Downs is going to have a special four-day meet in March. And during that four-day meet, that's when the Virginia Derby will be run. So we'll look forward to that.
And by the way, he also pointed out that, unfortunately, it's going to take away the Tampa Bay Derby is run around that time of year, as well as the Gotham. So he was a little concerned that maybe they will be taking horses out of those races, and that's never good because all it does is, all these fields become shorter because you can't run in every one of the races, and the fact that they're all scheduled so close to each other is a bad thing for the game, not a good thing.
Well, and in response to the short fields and some of those prep races for the Kentucky Derby, Churchill Downs has tweaked the point system for next year as well. And the races that have, the 50 points and 100 points for the win, et cetera, going down to the fourth and fifth place winners, horses in certain races, are they're going to, if there's six or less horses in any one of those prep races, they're going to lower the points value across the board for that race from whatever it was, whatever it was meant to be to a lower one. Because they're beating less horses. So they are tweaking it as well, Jonathan.
They're going to adjust it to field size, which makes sense. But personally, I think it's a shot at Bob Baffert. Why? Because for the most part, a lot of these stake point races in Southern California, they have short field. They have five horses and six horses, and Baffert usually has two or three of the horses in the race. I think it's a shot at Baffert. Maybe I'm wrong, but you know, knowing the way Churchill feels about Baffert, would it really surprise you?
Well, and you know, if it's a shot at Baffert, I understand. But you know, Baffert has gone out of town. He's gone to. Especially at Oakland.
He goes to Oakland. He goes to plenty of places. Yeah. Right. Yeah. No question. But I just think that's what it's about.
But I can tell you this. I think that it's, I think that for the lesser horse races, it is a good thing that the points value is lesser, because now maybe some people will start adding horses to go in those races to make them bigger fields. And
yeah, I agree with you. I think it's a good thing. It's not a bad thing, but I just think that, you know, underhandedly, they're trying to get Baffert at the same time. Maybe I'm wrong. Who knows? It's just my opinion.
You are such a, I don't want to say
diplomat.
It.
Yeah. Diplomat.
Yeah, diplomat. Conspiracy is the word I was thinking of, but nevertheless. Okay. Del Mar, of course, you'll be back to work with your sheets when Aqueduct starts on Friday, and Los Alamitos as well. And, of course, today you got sheets for Gulfstream and Del Mar. But before we get your picks, Del Mar, the Del Mar Futurity. Now, you know, Bob Baffert's got this. And they might as well rename it the Baffert Futurity and get it over with. He's got three in this race and the three of the toughest horses. But, you know, like yesterday in the debutante, his big favorite fades, and one of the other Baffert horses, the longer price, as the players say, are winning, and they have been winning at a pretty good rate that the players are starting to think about that, another type of conspiracy type of thought. But he has three horses in this race, and the big favorite is Getaway Car, but yet, who knows, right? How do you see it?
Well, actually, this is one of our two radio plays, Ralph. I really love the longest of the three Bafferts here. I love Citizen Bull, the horse drawn outside. He had one start when Martin Garcia was in town that day, and he ran super. Uh-huh. He's drawn outside. He's listed at 9-2 on the morning line. The horse that he beat last time out, Smash It, came back and won impressively yesterday.
Yeah.
So that kind of confirms how good that race really was. You're getting 9-2, and I think that's more than a fair price. I really like Citizen Bull here as one of our two radio plays.
Okay, so your official radio play at Del Mar, 10th race, the Del Mar Futurity, number 7, Citizen Bull. Now, the way the race shapes up, Baffert's Getaway Car from the inside rail is probably going to go for the lead, and his other horse, Gaming, who's right next to him in the two-hole, also possesses a little speed. So this could set it up for your third Baffert horse, the longest price of them all. But I'm going to tell you something right now. I am playing another horse in the race, a horse that had a terrible trip in his last start. It was well-meant. He gets blinkers today. He's had a bullet workout since that disastrous start. And he finished up well in that race. This could be a sleeper. I'm going to use him in my exotics, and that's the four-horse Brother Tony for Peter Miller. I'm going to use Brother Tony in that race as well. But this is a very tough race. Trust me, folks. This is a very good assemblage. There's only 7 in the race, but this is 7 of the best two-year-olds I think they got in Southern California right now, don't you?
Yeah, and the interesting thing is your horse, Brother Tony, is a maiden, and Peter Miller thinks enough of this horse, a maiden, to run him in the stake race, so that certainly counts. Another interesting angle is Flavian Pratt, who spent the day in Kentucky yesterday at Kentucky Downs, thinks enough to fly across the country to aiming the two horse. So there's a lot of ways to go here, Ralph, and you can make a case for a lot of horses. But again, I'm ending up on the 7 Citizen Bull.
I can tell you, you're absolutely right. There's a lot of the chess game parts that have to be put together for this race. It's a very, very competitive, deep race. And I guess if you have enough money, the best thing to do in the late pick 4 and late pick 5 is do the all button in that race. There's 7 in it. But the Del Mar Futurity is going to be a good renewal today at Del Mar. And, of course, the Del Mar Juvenile Turf, which is the 9th race on the card, is nothing more than a crapshoot, don't you think?
Yeah, it's wide open, and I agree with you. There's a lot of ways you can go there. Those are lightly raced horses. You know, there's an interesting price play in there, Ralph. Number 7, Tis Happy, a ridiculous 15-1 on the morning line. This horse's first career start was actually on the turf sprinting at 5 furlongs for trainer Doug O'Neill, who's had another terrific meet. And Kyle Frey, who's been winning a lot of these stake races, climbs aboard. And what's best of all, 15-1, Ralph. Make sure you include number 7, Tis Happy, unofficial pick in today's 9th race.
Done deal there, that's for sure. And, of course, I know that you have a Gulfstream Park sheet. Are we going to get a pick out of there?
Yeah, we're going to look at the 3rd race today. It's scheduled for a mile on the turf, but I like this horse, whether it's turf or synthetic. And I like the number 4 horse in here, Great Princess. This is an improving force who's getting better with each start. Ronan Crichton is having a terrific meet. Edwin Gonzalez aboard to ride. She's listed at 6-1 on the morning line. I like number 4, Great Princess, to win today's 3rd race at Gulfstream Park.
All right. We had a couple of glitches there with your selection because of the signal. But in the 3rd race, you like the 4, Great Princess. The 4 in the 3rd race at Gulfstream. Remember, he's got full sheets for Gulfstream and closing day at Del Mar right now, don't you?
JONHARDOON.com. Wednesday, we'll be back, Ralph. I don't know who's running, but we'll find something.
Well, I know you'll find a soapbox or two to stand on, too. So thanks a lot, Jonathan, and we'll talk to you on Wednesday.
Thanks, Ralph. Stay safe and be well.
All right, we're rolling along, and we got a lot to do yet, so we'll be right back with Rich Eng.
Thank you, buddy. There are many families that need your help. I'm Mark Wahlberg, and I'm asking you to support the Tunnel to Towers Foundation in their efforts to deliver mortgage-free homes to catastrophically injured service members, Gold Star, and fallen first responders families with young children, as well as eradicating homelessness amongst our veterans.
Everybody knows where the money's going. Every single dollar. God bless you.
Please contribute $11 a month to support their efforts by visiting t2t.org.
Hello, I'm Dennis Quaid. For years, Tunnel to Towers has demonstrated a commitment to first responders and military families. They've paid off mortgages and built specially adapted smart homes. Now the foundation is expanding its mission to eradicate veteran homelessness. Please give our veterans a chance to reclaim their dignity by donating at t2t.org.
South Point is also proud to provide a variety of relaxing amenities for the guests who want to be pampered. Soak up the sun and let your stress melt away in our lagoon-style paradise swimming pool. A relaxing getaway where you can bask in the desert sun and enjoy seasonal food and bar service poolside. And if you really want to escape, come to Spa Costa del Sur. From couple suites to a co-ed wet area, our spa caters to business and leisure travelers who want to unwind and elevate their senses. A visit to one of our spa's steam, sauna, or whirlpool treatment rooms will leave any guest feeling like they can take on the world.
Back on race day, time to go to Rich Eng, standing by on this race day, NFL week number 1 Sunday. Richie, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Rafi. Good morning, viewers. Good morning, listeners.
Let's get right to the chase. First big week of the NFL season this year. Who do you like?
Well, I'm going to make an unpopular decision for the folks here in Vegas, but in the Chargers-Raiders game, I'm going with the Chargers. -3, just a few angles, Ralph. I really think the Chargers have a big coaching edge in Jim Harbaugh over Pierce. I think they got a big quarterback edge in Justin Herbert over Gardner Minshew. And if you remember the last time these two teams played, Ralph, at Allegiant Stadium, the Raiders won 63-21 in a game that wasn't as close as the score indicated. There's a lot of Charger players who played in that game that I think is going to add a little juice to them to try to get even with the Raiders over that debacle last year.
Okay, we'll keep that in mind. Send all your cards and letters to Rich Eng.
Very true.
Okay, now let's get to some horses. I know you're doing a sheet for Kentucky Downs and Del Mar. So do you see anything of Kentucky Downs?
Yeah, I got a pick, Ralph, in race number 7. It's the $1 million Kentucky Downs Juvenile Mile. And the angle I'm going to use today, similar to yesterday with Goliad, Ralph, who won earlier in the meet, came right back and won the stakes race a few days later. Mm-hmm. The number 10, Tiztastic, with Irad Ortiz riding for Steve Asmussen. This horse won a $250,000 allowance race on opening day by daylight, really handled the turf, drew off easily, runs right back, is 8-1 in the morning line. Let's go with the 10. Tiztastic to win two races at the Kentucky Downs meet in the seventh.
Boy, I love that angle when, you know, it's that that's a particular horse for course type of course. And if you get a horse that wins like that, I'd bet him back. And we are today in the seventh race, number 10, Tiztastic, the 10, number 10 in the seventh race at Kentucky Downs. Closing day at Del Mar. What's up?
Race number 9 is the 1 mile Del Mar Juvenile Turf. And if you watch the replay of the number 1, Artis Lass, really a phenomenal-looking race. 5 furlongs on the grass. This horse came from way back to rally and get up. And this horse is actually bred for 2 turns. I think should even improve going the mile and draws a good post for the mile. Let's go with the number 1, Artis Lass, at 6-1. Raylu Gutierrez in the ninth.
I can tell you that's one of the toughest races on the card, and you give us a horse in that race. The ninth race, number 1, Artis Lass. The 1 in the ninth race, the juvenile turf at Del Mar. And a quick thought, if you have any, on the futurity, and then we'll let you go.
You know, I heard you guys talking about all the different angles, and there are a lot of angles. You know, I think, Ralph, in vain with what you were talking about with the maiden from Peter Miller, I thought I would throw in a horse called number 5, Rank, because I think there's a chance this race falls apart late. This is another horse that will be closing along with your horse.
I got to tell you, you know, I'm sure that every horse in the race has been covered by somebody, that's for sure. But you like the 5.
I know the facts about fentanyl.
And we know the attacks against Bob Casey are not true.
It's Bob Casey who stood with law enforcement to stop the fentanyl from China and Mexico.
And we know that Bob Casey has voted repeatedly to secure the border.
All right, we're going to take one quiet, final quick break, and then we come back with John and Jerry still to go. Don't go away.
South Point offers all the types of entertainment you'd expect at a first-class Las Vegas resort. Did you know our 400-seat showroom is one of Las Vegas' top destinations for live entertainment? Enjoy live performances by classic Vegas entertainers, bands, and today's hottest comedians, plus a rock and dance floor. You can also enjoy live entertainment at the Grandview Lounge, where you'll feel all the vibes of old Las Vegas. Enjoy the music, and if you love to laugh, don't miss The Dirty at 12:30, our very own free comedy show, every Friday night at 12:30 a.m. in the Grandview Lounge. The Dirty is 100% free, so arrive early. Go to southpointcasino.com or call the box office at 77136 for today's performances at the showroom and the Grandview Lounge. When you're ready for your favorite cocktail, stop in and unwind at one of our 7 specialty lounges. There's a bar around every corner, because you're in Vegas, baby.
The Southern California Thoroughbred Racing Circuit is back at Los Alamitos Racecourse with 2 great weeks of racing starting on September 13th through September 22nd. The opening weekend program will feature the E.B. Johnston Stakes. Plus, the summer meet will include the running of the Dark Mirage for Fillies and Mares on Saturday, September 21st. And our on-track handicapping contest is set for Saturday, September 21st. You could win a seat to the National Handicapping Championship in Las Vegas. Daytime racing is back at Los Alamitos, September 13th through the 22nd.
The Race Day Las Vegas Show, the only exclusive daily local media racing information source in Las Vegas.
All right, back on Race Day Las Vegas, time to go to the beach where John Lindo is standing by. John, good morning.
Good morning, Ralph. How you doing?
Closing day at Del Mar. Everything goes out the door today. An interesting Del Mar futurity and an interesting card of racing to close out the meet.
It is going to be a little warm and muggy out there. It was warm yesterday. So, you know, we've been pretty mild all summer, but they turned up the heat here for closing weekend.
Yes. Yeah, I saw some horses that are kind of washing out, but that was just from the heat. That's for sure. 2 big races. Juvenile Turf is a wide open affair. Richie gave us a horse in that race, the 1, Artis Lass. How do you see it?
wide open race to me. There's a horse that finished behind Artistas last time, number 8, Scipio, that my notes again, wait till he stretches out. He galloped out in front of the field last time. I think he wants to go long, and he was just green. He got bet like he was a good thing in a debut. He's a maiden in against winners, but the 12-1 on the morning line, he's a lot of value to me in that race. That's the Juvenile Turf Mile.
You know whoever wins this race is going to be value, that's for sure. And then, of course, the Del Mar Futurity follows that. Bob Baffert has 3 in the race, looking for his 18th Futurity. How do you see that race?
I think Bob Baffert will win it. I'm not sure with who. The hard part here, Ralph, is that Bob not only has the best horses, but he controls the pace. He's got 3 horses that have speed. And you know they're not going to go head-and-head and duel each other into defeat, so that makes it really tough to beat them today.
John, give us a pick.
Let's go to race number 6. When you have favorites like Miramati and A Bit Mischievous, you've got to take a shot in here. I like number 4, Harry Houdini. Only start last year faced Muth. Comes back with Lasix on, a good work pattern, and I just think it's a good spot for a new face here. 8-1 on the program, number 4, Harry Houdini. Race number 6 at Del Mar.
Well, let's hope Mr. Houdini does work some magic and get the job done in the 6th race. The 4, Harry Houdini, is your play in the 6th race, the 4 at Del Mar. Remember, the full Lindo report for all the goody information, picks in every race, a late pick for a suggestion, available only in one place here, and it's at the South Point in Las Vegas at our race book, free of charge, because they love horse players. Complimentary here, only place in the gaming capital. Enjoy the races, and the football game, too.
Sounds good, Rob. I'll see you out there pretty soon.
All right, you got it, my man. And now we're going to go to Jerry Jackowicz standing by. He's not wearing his Raiders cap today. He's wearing his Giants cap, and they're playing the Minnesota Vikings today, Jerry.
I'll be giving you 2 plays today, Rob.
Oh, you're going to give me a Giants-type play? And a, okay, let's do it.
Yeah, we got to go for both.
Okay.
Let's go to the 3rd.
Okay.
This is the Giants play, Gift of Time, 20-1 in the morning line.
Oh, yeah. 3rd race, Del Mar, the 5, okay.
For Mark Ladd. I mean, you know, it's hard to know for sure. First time turf, mm-hmm. cutting back in distance, has brilliant speed, 4-year-old against 3s, Philly in August. There's a lot to like here. I'll take 8 or 10-1 on the play. I'll play the 3 win in place. I mean, the 5 win in place, and then play the 5 with the 7, 8, 11, and 12. That's my basic structure. Add in horses you like, do some alls.
Okay.
You certainly should have a reverse on the all, I think.
All right. I'm going to tell you a horse you got to put in there. It's a horse that's on my horses to watch list, and I'm betting it. If it gets in, number 13, Gervin Gal. If this one gets in, it's absolutely part of the play.
All right. It's part of my play now, Ralph.
Okay, you got it.
See how it works.
All right. So the 5 over 7, 8, 11, 12, 13. Some of them will be scratched, though. But the 5 is the key at 20-1 on the morning line in the 3rd. But you give me another. Now you're going to give me a Raiders pick.
I'm going to give you a Raiders pick. This is going to be more like a single.
Okay. There you go.
Just a simple play.
All right.
This is a tasty play. This is a really delicious play. Rugalah.
Okay.
The 3 horse in the 11th. We're going to go home with a good taste on our mouths.
All right.
That's the correct pronunciation. Rugalah.
I'm not even questioning, and I'm just going to give the number. I'm not going to give the pronunciation. Do you have any link-ups?
They are delicious.
Are you going to have any link-ups with it, or just to make that play?
I'm just giving you the horse.
Okay. 11th and final race at Del Mar. Go home a winner, a tasty winner at that. The 3 horse, number 3. In the 11th race at Del Mar, the finale there. Jerry J's Power Pages for Del Mar today are available right now at jerryjspowerpage.com. And, of course, we put them back to work with the 2 tracks next week when Los Alamitos and Belmont at Aqueduct come back on Friday. So that's
It's the Belmont Fall Championship meet. It's always the best meet of the year, I always think.
Yeah. No, there's going to be a great meet, that's for sure, and you'll be covering it with the Power Pages. Do you have a thought at all about the Futurity if you don't find?
Yeah, I do. You got 3 Bafferts. If I were to bet the race, which I almost surely wouldn't, I would bet the longest price Baffert.
So you're going...
Mr. Miller's, I would bet the longest price Miller. And I do like the Mackenzie horse, although that's a horse actually I think that, you know, at a big price is worth a little bit of a play.
And that is
the lowest rated horse on my sheet, but he does get a star.
All right, so the six, Mackenzie Street, is a star in the Del Mar Futurity. As you can see, folks, our handicappers are all over the place because this is going to be one hell of a deep race, and race shape is going to make a big difference in it. What a day. What a weekend. And we've still got this Sunday to go. We'll be back on Wednesday morning, God willing. Crick don't rise. And Jerry's got one more thing to say. Say it, Jerry.
Have a great race day, everybody.